Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues each and every day, our discussion is not based on some denominational dogma or some philosophical rhetoric or political agenda. We're talking about issues, facing the truth in the issues that we discuss based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I say to you today, as we look at the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we need to be looking at what is happening on a national, international, and global basis through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Every issue, every aspect of life, every aspect of living, not only in America but around the world, should be viewed through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say in relationship to that? When we see things taking place with China, with Taiwan, with Russia, with Ukraine, when we look at what is happening in Israel, when we see what is taking place with the Saudi Arabian kingdom and their decision to join with China about the petrodollars or the like thereof, when we look at Iran and its attack on Israel, how do we view it? What do we see? Do we look at it through the secular worldview or through the Christian worldview? Do we look at it through the central biblicist worldview or simply what does the political agenda expediently tell us? I think that we need to look at it through the Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, when Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement when he says, "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Contrarywise, we find what is said by the secularist George Orwell that seems to be more and more relevant each and every day. He said, and I quote, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place in our great nation today. One of the major downfalls that we find, one of the things that I believe is the landmines that we're stepping on each and every day in America, is the lack of truth. It is the departure from truth. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint touched on that some time back when he made the statement. The headline says, "DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth." Former Senator Jim DeMint says, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about the reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." In fact, the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this is what they say. They think that each person determines their own version of truth. Therein lies the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Therein lies the issue that should cause great alarm today. This is the reason we find the divisiveness taking place in our nation. This is the reason we find divisiveness in the realm of the political agenda, both sides of the aisle. This is when we find the divisiveness in denominations when it comes to theology and Bible doctrine and truth of the Word of God. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made a powerful statement. It says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And we're here each and every day defending the truth of the Word of God. And I believe we're on the very cusp, we're on the very edge of putting our lives on the line when we defend the truth in the nation that we see imploding, and where the woke culture, the woke counterculture, the woke socialist, Marxist, communist network that's operating in America is absolutely opposed to what you and I would call the central truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time .com, toolsfortime.com. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, if you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion today, in just a moment we'll be introducing our guest for today, but if you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion, feel free to do so. We'll be talking about a very serious, grave, important issue today that I believe we need to focus on and understand what is taking place. We'll be asking the question, will America survive? Will America survive? And I think that's a pertinent question based on what we see taking place in society today. But that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus said himself, a house divided cannot stand, a nation divided cannot stand. Matthew 12:25. So with all that we're witnessing today, keep that in mind. A nation divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot. If you have a mother and dad, a husband and wife, that's divided on how to train that child or how to carry out the discipline of that child, if you got a husband or wife that's divided on how to spend money or how to save money, what should be bought, what should not be bought, Jesus says a house divided cannot stand, and a kingdom divided, that is a nation divided, cannot stand. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today, I believe it's evident that America is a divided nation. I believe we're divided today more than ever in the history of America. I believe that we have a woke, socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party that hates capitalism. They hate constitutional republic. They hate the Christian. They hate the conservatives. They hate the churches. And ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God, the Bible, the Christian doctrines in the Word of God literally were the foundational stones for building America. Even President Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, expresses that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. He said that 8 times publicly. I don't know whether he knew what state he was in when he said that. Don't know if he knew what platform he was in or on. He's the one that generally turns around to shake hands with an invisible man. I don't know about you. I'm saddened for him, but at the same time, I understand that we're watching his single-handedly, with his being the puppet and the puppeteers, George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama and others behind the scenes that's pulling the strings for Joe Biden. But the goal, the emphasis is today to undermine and tear down the foundation of America. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, that Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? This should be our challenge today as we ask the question, Will America survive? Will we survive as a nation? Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply put a little parenthetical footnote on that question? The only way we can survive today as a nation is to turn back to God, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, ask Him to heal our land. Only God can turn America around. I don't believe it's possible politically. I don't believe it's possible societally. I don't believe it's possible to pass any group of laws or by any fiat decision to turn America around. Yes, I understand we've got to have those elements in it. I understand there must be some positive approach. I understand that we need another president like Donald J. Trump. I understand we need somebody that's got a spine and a backbone, that loves America, that loves God, that loves our nation, that's willing to take a stand and put their lives in the lurch, if you will, to stand for America. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching today, all that we see today, mitigates against the conservative, the patriots, the Christians. The latest finding, ladies and gentlemen, is that the attack on the Christian churches is exploding. I'm going to say this and then a couple of other words and introduce our guest today as we talk about these issues. I'm looking at a headline, a frightening headline, attacks on U.S. Christian churches exploding in 2023. The article is dated April the 10th. The number of attacks on Christian churches exploded during the first quarter of 2023, with 69 documented acts of hostility, putting the nation on a course for potentially the worst record in years. This steep increase is a cause for concern, explains a new update, Hostility Against Churches Supplemental Report, first quarter 2023, by the Family Research Council. The report says criminal acts against churches have been steadily on the rise for the past several years, and the first quarter of 2023 has continued this upward trend. The first 3 months of 2023 saw approximately three times the number of acts of hostility perpetrated against churches in the same time frame last year. From January through March, 69 acts of hostility against churches have already occurred, according to the FRC. It said if this rate continues, 2023 will have the highest number of instances of attacks against the church in the past years. There were 53 acts of vandalism, 10 arson attacks, arson attempts, fires, unknown causes, and three gun-related incidents, three bombs, three bomb threats, and other situations like assaults, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on with a four-page article, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the voluminous things that's taking place. And one of the major, major things that I see taking place that is sad along with that, and Jim Jordan is trying to get to the bottom of it. In fact, another headline says Jim Jordan, that's Representative Jim Jordan, reveals how the corrupt FBI is literally targeting Christians and churches. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we get to the point where the church is being targeted by the federal government, where Christians are being targeted by the DOJ and the FBI, where Christian parents, moms and dads that challenge the sodomite agenda in our public schools, and they stand before the school board and ask questions, they're summarily targeted as being domestic terrorists. I believe it's time for us to sit up and ask the question, will America survive? Is it possible for us to survive as a constitutional republic? Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a number of issues today within the confines of that question, and I pray that you'll stay tuned. If you have friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances that do not listen to Let's Face the Issues, pick up the telephone, dial their number, tell them to call in, to tune in, and then call in. Let me remind you again, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have a friend of ours that's on the air with us on a number of occasions. I'm thankful to have him with us today. We're thankful to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, one that I believe we need to hear and listen up, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill was the former District 1 representative of the state of Florida in the Florida House. We're delighted to have Congressman Hill with us today. Congressman Hill, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us on Let's Face the Issues today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. It is always my honor and pleasure to be on your show.
It's always a delight to have you, Congressman. I respect highly your level head, your Christian character and foundation, your constitutional stand and your willingness to be forthright with the truth. I believe that's an element that is so vastly missing in society today. As we watch these things take place, we need to ask the question, will America survive? You heard the brief monologue. What are your thoughts and how do you respond to the monologue today?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you raise an interesting and very serious question. Will America survive based on what we see happening in our nation today? And I think, Dr. Youngblood, if we continue on this same trajectory, that no, we cannot survive. We have a cabal right now that is running this nation, the Biden regime, that is intent on destroying this nation. They are continuing what we have been seeing beginning with the Obama administration when he was elected back in 2008. So we're seeing a continuation of that. President Trump put it on pause as he worked to make America first, make America great again. And it was working so much so that they did everything in their power to make sure that he was not elected again, including cheating. And it wasn't just cheating that was done within our own borders. China was involved. Germany was involved. There were other nations that were trying to keep President Trump from being elected. And I'm not just saying that as some conspiratist. There is ample evidence, facts, that show that this election was compromised and it was stolen from President Trump. Now, you mentioned how the Biden administration is right now attacking the church. And there's another example I'm sure you're probably aware of, where Biden just recently announced that at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, that Catholic priests were not to be allowed there to provide the sacraments, that chaplains could be, but Catholic priests were denied that. So and Biden professes to be a Catholic. Everyone knows he isn't. He just says that he is. You can't believe hardly a word that comes out of his mouth. But he made it a point to exclude Catholic priests from Walter Reed Medical Center from performing the sacraments. So the question is, why would you do something like that? That why would you allow only chaplains to perform services, religious services, there at that hospital? And I know the answer, Dr. Youngblood. I was in the military for 10 years, and I attended Sunday services on our military installations, and I learned, this was a shock to me, that to be a chaplain on a military installation, you don't necessarily have to be a Christian, a Catholic, a Protestant, evangelical, whatever. You don't have to be. All you have to do is declare that that is your MOS that you want to pursue. They then send you to school for a little over a year, teach you how to put a sermon together using three bullet points that last for 20 minutes. And they teach you a little bit of how to counsel people when they come to you with various problems. That's it. But you do not have to declare or profess any kind of religious affiliation. And I know this for a fact, because when I was attending services at Eglin Air Force Base, and we had a lieutenant colonel who was our chaplain, myself and a good friend of my wife and mine led this lieutenant colonel, this chaplain, to Christ. He became a Christian, even though he had been a chaplain in the military for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. So that is why Biden is allowing chaplains to be a part of Walter Reed Medical Center, but not Catholics, because Catholics profess a belief in Jesus Christ and a sovereign God. And when you have those on the left, the socialists, the communists, they do not want anyone to refer to or to adhere to God, because that means there is a higher authority than the state. And with leftists, socialists, and communists, they declare that there is no power higher than the state. And that is why they try to get rid of God any kind of way they can. Here in the United States, you see it in Russia, you see it in China, anywhere where dictators are involved, they declare themselves to be the highest authority, to be God, and not a God above them. But here's the good news, Dr. Youngblood. History has shown us time and time again, and it will continue, that whenever you persecute the church grows. That's just how God works.
Absolutely. And that persecution, as we saw in church history past, as we've seen that in the scripture, the church may have to go underground to grow, just as in China today, the church is growing exponentially, but it's an underground church. It is not the official state church. But what we see in America, and you touched on it, is the what I call the cleansing of anything that is called Christian and biblical beliefs in America. I'm looking at an article that says the court ruling, school's transgender policy outweighs a teacher's right to express his religion. It's dated April the 8th. A school's policy on calling transgender students by their preferred names trumps a teacher's right to exercise his or her deeply held religious beliefs, according to the ruling by the U.S. Appeals Court on Friday. Klug was a teacher at the Brownsburg High School in Indiana. He left his school in 2018 over a dispute regarding the school's policy requiring teachers to address transgender students by their preferred names and pronouns rather than their birth names, according to the article. Friday's rulings in the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said that the high school broke no laws by allegedly forcing the teacher out by revoking his religious accommodation, allowing the orchestra teacher to call students by their last name, as a coach might. The ruling upheld an Indiana federal judge's ruling that dismissed Klug's lawsuit. In other words, it's a three-page article. In other words, the courts now are saying that the LGBTQ agenda, the transgender mindset that is today possessing Joe Biden's mind and all of the bureaucrats that are in charge, it seems as though everything that's called Christian, everything that's called conservative, everything that's referred to as morals and ethics and the fundamental foundations for America are being cleansed from the scene, and everyone that's involved in standing for the truth of the gospel being attacked and something taking place to undermine that aspect of our nation. I'm looking at another headline, Congressman. Biden regulation could deny Christians and conservatives even having government employment. The Biden administration has proposed new federal guidelines that would politicize the civil service and potentially bar all Christians and others who hold disfavored opinions from government employment. Critics say the president's proposal essentially states, quote, conservatives need not apply. It goes on to say that conservative applicants are considered unsuitable for federal employment if the applicant engages in or knowingly or willfully engages in any activities disregarded or designed by the thinker through the federal government that's opposite to what the federal government says that it ought to be. That's scary to me, Congressman. This is the reason I asked the question for the broadcast today. Will America survive? We see that taking place, and when we undermine, tear down, and destroy the warp and the woof, that is the very fabric of our nation's foundations, what do we have left? The nation is on the fast track of absolute evisceration, as I see it. I'm looking at one other article, and then I'll ask a question. It's by Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the congresspeople from Georgia. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Save America, Stop Communism, is her headline news article. The far-left extreme trans activists are pushing a new trans bill, new trans bill of rights in Congress. The transgender bill of rights would erase women. Democrats' transgender bill of rights guts the protection and program for biological women. the Trans Bill of Rights is ten pages, a mentally unstable wokeness, and will completely warp reality in our country. And I'll not take time to go through all of it, but the two major points. This bill amends the Civil Rights Act, the Fair Housing Act, and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, bans discrimination based on gender identity. That means, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, that means that trans becomes a protected class and women's rights are totally and completely annihilated. Men pretending to be women would not just be equal to women in all areas, they would be preferred and above all women, essentially replacing all women and women's rights. It also, it says to improve conditions for the trans in jails and asylums and facilities, creating a community service to support trans abuse survivors, and, quote, gives priority to trans asylum seekers, key word, priority, this writer says. It goes further. It calls for the codification of Roe versus Wade, et cetera, et cetera. Literally, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, in the Trans Bill of Rights, they're trying to reinstate what the Supreme Court just overturned was the murder by way of abortion that was the Roe versus Wade that had murdered about 73 million human beings in the mother's womb over an approximately 50-year period of time. So with that being said, Congressman, I think the question that I'd like to pose is if we destroy the morals, the ethics, the values, the fundamental foundation that America is built on, can America survive?
No. If we continue along this track, we cannot, Dr. Youngblood. And I wish that we would stop using the leftist vocabulary of transgenders. There is no such thing. It's a made-up word. It's a made-up thought. A man cannot transition into a woman. I don't care what you try to do, what you think in your mind, how you mutilate your own body. And a woman cannot transition into a man. It is physically impossible. And it is lunacy that we're even talking about it in this nation, that there are so many people who have been deceived by the insanity that we see before us right now, that they would even use the words transgender and what it, there is no such thing. Just like there is no such thing as evolution, but right. They believe it. They believe the lie. They believe the deception. And that's what we are seeing right now, that they actually think in their mind, they are so deceived, that a man can actually have a baby. That's just insane, Dr. Youngblood. It's impossible to even think, why would you consider that? But they do. We see it from those on the left. And what I'd like to do, perhaps after the break at the top of the hour, Dr. Youngblood, is come back to that article you had mentioned where the Obama administration is now saying that conservatives need not apply. There's a long history of that. It's just that more recently, they have decided to come out in the open with it. And we're seeing the results of that. And a question I have about this whole issue of gender dysphoria, these men pretending to be women, and we're supposed to pretend with them, is where are the feminists? Where's the feminist movement? What it shows is that because they are silent, they have always been illegitimate. Their concern has never been about so-called women's rights. Women have rights just like everyone else, protected by our Constitution. Their agenda was the leftist agenda of pushing us towards communism. That's why you don't hear a peep out of the so-called feminist movement when it comes to this gender dysphoria that we are seeing spreading across our nation.
Absolutely. We're finding that greater and greater, even in the medical community and all of the political community. And so we need to recognize that as part and parcel of the undermining and tearing down and destroying of our foundations. Congressman, hold your thoughts for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.